if we put troops on the border, I heard President Fox mention this, if we put National Guard troops on the border, shouldn't they do the same? I mean, shouldn't they put troops on the border or police, interior ministry forces to protect migrants from the National Guard, protect them from people like the Minuteman, Minuteman organizations? I mean, that now you start... Now the snowball starts to roll and get bigger and bigger. These are some of the scenes I have in Edge of Battle, where you have to the Mexican army standing off against the National Guard.
Well, and
you have armored personnel carriers facing each other, just like in Korea.
And if you're an American, by the way, who illegally gets into Mexico, and I wouldn't advise you do that, their laws are extremely tough. They put you away.
Oh, absolutely. And you don't want to go into a Mexican jail.
No, you don't.
I mean, you won't have the same rights. You won't get an interpreter unless you pay for them. Unless your family pays for them. I mean, you don't have the same avenues. You don't have the same access in Mexico. But of course they demand it in the United States, and we freely give it, because that's what we do in America. That's our constitution. That's our way of life. Nobody wants to change that. Nobody wants to deny anybody access to the law, access to the rights that they may have. But we want to control the situation. We don't want to exclude anybody from America, but we want to control the situation. We want to know who's coming across, where they are. If they're not citizens, we need to know where they are, what they're doing. And we need to have control of that situation.
Well,
I do it with technology. I do, some of the technology is radical. Some people don't want to hear about it, but that's what I do, because that's what I think America does best.
Well, and also I believe the National Guard belongs to the states, not to the federal government.
Absolutely. And they certainly, even though the National Guard has been deployed to every major battle since the turn of the 20th century, I think we should rethink that. We have a situation. We have a system called the total force concept, which merges the reserves and the National Guard very closely together with the active duty forces. But what that has resulted in, since we've increased the tempo of overseas operations, is that we've sent more and more reservists and National Guard overseas, and I think that's wrong. We're destroying lives. We're deterring people from volunteering to go into the reserves and the National Guard, because they're afraid of being sent overseas, not just in harm's way, but sent away from their families. When they only signed up for one weekend a month and 2 weeks a year, they're being sent away for 6 months, even up to a year. And that's just absolutely wrong.
These armed robots that you were writing about in the Edge of Battle, tell me about this.
Well, what I did was I want to take the response to illegal immigration to the next level. I could have written a book just about the National Guard on the border, or maybe even active duty troops on the border, but I wanted to take it one step further. And I know that there's technology being worked on right now to use robots more and more on the battlefield, to use robots in an urban setting to send them out ahead of the forces to look for bad guys. Why not use them on the border? This would be a perfect way to experiment with using robots in an open situation like that to multiply manpower. So I created these manned robots, which puts a man in the loop, not just operating these machines by remote control, but actually having a man manipulate the actual machine itself.
Do they have guns? I mean, can they shoot at will?
I don't give them weapons right away, because I don't think that weapons belong on the border necessarily. Although I do,
well, what about
some of them?
Well, yeah, but you know what? Some of those people trying to get across the border are armed and dangerous.
Right. Most of them aren't.
Most of them aren't. I agree with that.
But right, when the original premise of the story was how to stop terrorists and smugglers from coming across, and these are the guys that are really dangerous. But the vast majority of folks who do cross the border aren't armed. But what happens? See, that's another aspect of the story that I had to explore. What if you do put these manned robots, these unmanned aerial vehicles that could be weaponized? What if you do put them out there? It's a anti-terrorist, anti-smuggling operation where you need armed response out there, mm-hmm. somebody to stop the bad guys. But what they encounter are men, women, and children who all they want to do is just get to work. And what do you do? Do you stop what you're doing, send the robots back, and bring in the Border Patrol? And what if the smugglers are using these migrants to hide out, you know, sort of mix in with the
sure.
with the migrants coming across? There are all sorts of aspects that I try to explore in Edge of Battle, which are really important to this discussion.
Do you deal, Dale, at all with the influx of drugs into the United States in this book?
Oh, absolutely. That's the main bad guy in the story is a drug smuggler who wants to reinvent himself as a Mexican nationalist. So he sort of changes his tune. He changes at the same time doing drug smuggling. He's also doing human smuggling and weapons smuggling. But to the world at large, he's trying to portray himself as a Mexican nationalist. His argument is that the treaty that gave the northernmost states of Mexico to the United States was not fulfilled. The United States didn't pay for that territory. The treaty wasn't satisfied, so those northernmost Mexican states still belong to Mexico. The treaty, the title to that land is not clear. So the Mexicans living in the northernmost Mexican states, which happen to be the southwest United States, have rights. They have rights as Mexicans and they have rights as Americans. So that's what he portrays to the world. But the bottom line is he's a drug smuggler trying to increase his trade, trying to bring in more drugs, more chemical precursors to increase his drug trade.
And then initially he's pretty successful doing it, isn't he?
Yes, absolutely. The same mechanism that allows 10 to 12 million illegal immigrants over a period of about 10 years to cross in the United States could just as easily be used by drug smugglers, weapons smugglers, and even people smuggling in weapons of mass destruction.
Absolutely. Dale, I'm not so sure they want to stop the influx of drugs. You know, I think they do it for show. I think there's some dedicated workers who are part of the DEA, for example. But I think there's something else going on here. I think there's some heavy hitters being paid off to turn their cheek the other way while these drugs keep flowing into the United States.
Well, I think the problem is a lot more massive than a lot of people realize. And because we haven't heard as much about drug smuggling as we did in the 80s, that a lot of folks think that the problem has been taken care of.
No, it's out of control. It's rampant.
I think it's 10 times worse than it was back in the 1980s.